Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
The man looks and says, "Hey now, girlie, don't no need to be screaming like that. Just come on, get up, get your friends out here."
She's crying.
Do any of her friends come to her rescue while she's crying?
Right, fine, just stop making that noise, and Theo will just kind of like give up and like stomp over there and like go over to Rainey. And,
yeah. She's all curled up on the ground with like her hands over her head.
Come on, it's okay.
Crazy mountain man's gonna kill her or something.
Come on, are there any more of y'all out here?
I'm gonna run him through with my pitchfork.
Oh God!
Do you really?
Why is Lucas a murderer though?
I just really wanted everyone's reaction to that.
Jeez.
Yeah, get him.
Yeah, fuck him up.
No, Lucas isn't coming out, and it isn't coming out from where he's hiding.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not Spencer either.
No, but my camera is ready.
Okay. Spencer says, "I will capture this murder on film for the sake of my friends."
Theo's just like, it's just us. The only two of us.
He says in the deepest voice he can muster.
Yeah. See, some of this is Sarah trying to not sound so womanly. But some of it, and but I'm like, easily hand wave it as like, "Oh yeah, I'm a tough dude."
Well, I know what you two little ones are out here for. Why don't you come on inside?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And like, if Theo knows where Spence and or Lucas is, he may like look at one of them, make a face like
do something.
A face of
okay.
Like, do something.
Clearly, Spence has to be the hero here. Well now,
sorry.
Ignoring his hurt feelings,
it's just everybody in the forest laughed at
it. Sorry.
All right, so real quick, suddenly Spencer bursts out of that bush he was hiding in, and leaps forward and snaps a picture with the flash on and kicks the guy in the shins.
And then I run him through with the pitchfork.
No.
We're going to kill Jake's DM NPC right away.
He jumps out, tries to blind him with the flash and kick him in the shin. And he yells, "Leave him alone!"
He looks a little stunned by the flash of light. What the shit? Fuck! Just kick me in the shin?
Does the window open?
Yes, the window does open.
I'm going to open the window while they're distracting him.
The window is open.
I'm going to slip into the building.
Can Theo, while he's like reeling from getting kicked in the shins, kind of like jump up and like try and like headbutt him?
Right.
You can try.
Let's just destroy this old dude.
I'm going to need you.
I'm banking on the fact that we're kids and he's huge. And that
us kids are menaces.
I'm going to need you to
My manly pride is kicking in.
That'll be force.
I get a 3 of force.
Oh, man. Mess him up.
Fuck him up. Hey!
Yeah, what?
I got 1-6.
He gets headbutted. You don't quite get in his forehead.
That's
but
fine.
You do get his nose.
By headbutt,
used,
the whole point of the headbutt is you use your head on their fleshy bits, which is usually their nose.
So you do. You. He.
He's gonna just start killing us.
I can't even move my nose, man.
This poor guy.
You can see that he's got blood
teenager
dripping down his face. Just take it, man. You don't have to rob me, but don't kill me.
You're not gonna take us into your murder hut. And no.
But what? Inside.
Yes. What is inside?
Inside is all manner of what you would call hippie paraphernalia. And paraphernalia of other things.
Did he rob a head shop?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
No,
y'all are robbing the head shop. So,
oh, no.
There inside, there are all manner of little bottles with weed in them. There are bongs, and there's lava lamps and black light posters. and y'all are robbing this old hippie.
We're not robbing him. We're...
He thinks y'all are. Y'all are attacking him. He invited you inside to sell you some weed, and y'all
this
are now...
This kindly old weed peddler.
He's just an aging hippie. We just assaulted a beatnik.
You do see... you also see a clown costume inside.
Oh, never mind. It's John Wayne Gacy.
Nope, yep, get him.
Because he was... No, you know what? I'm not going to tell y'all yet. I'm going to let y'all do
what y'all
do. Let us get this.
Yeah, so far, that's all. That's what Lucas sees.
Is there anything about Bigfoots or guns?
No, but obviously with the clown costume comes big shoes.
But barefoot?
He had...
Oh, got you there.
Have y'all looked at his feet yet?
I was going to go for that eventually.
There we go.
You're going to headbutt its feet? I think it's just calling
well, you. Well, I imagine there may be a lot going on right now. I don't know if they're really paying attention. They're just kind of screaming and, like, flailing at this guy.
Oh, you know, I thought this was going to be total shit. And it was, but in a good way.
Just that special tabletop RPG magic.
Yep.
Wait, is he still standing up?
Yes, but he's bleeding.
All right, Lucas is going to run behind him and get in, like, horse position behind him.
Okay.
Yeah, Theo is just kind of babbling, like, you know, like, don't murder us, we're in the murder hut. You're not going to take us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You were going to take us into your murder hut and murder us, because you murder kids.
All right.
Does anybody push him over?
Yeah, I was going to say Spence just like bodily hurls himself at the guy's midsection.
Oh my God.
Go ahead and roll force.
Oh, my forte. Two dice. Oh, it's a 3 and a 4. I bounce off him.
Spencer falls to the ground.
No, what are you doing to Spence?
What did you do to our friend?
Empathize.
Empathize?
Yeah. Like, is Rainy gonna, like, he was like, oh, come on, you know, don't need to do that. And she was like, why don't you come on inside? And she was like, okay. And, and then everything happens as it did. And so she's kind of taking a second to kind of calm down and watch that scene unfold. And is kind of a little confused because the guy is clearly not fighting back.
You can roll empathize if you want.
Can I roll empathize to find his weaknesses? Because that's one of the things empathize does.
We're going to keep attacking his old man weaknesses.
Weak to children so far.
I got 2 successes.
You're super effective.
You notice that despite everything y'all have done to him, he has not done a single thing to y'all.
We overreact. Yeah, that's our group motto. Oh,
wait. You weren't gonna hurt us?
Well, I am now.
No, man. I thought y'all were here to buy some.
Buy some? What? Is that a store? She kind of points at the...
Lucas stands up.
Y'all don't know who I am. He pulls his hand away and he says, oh man, that's a lot of blood, man. And then he passes out.
Oh.
Lucas is going to catch him.
Because he's behind him.
Yeah.
Force?
Okay.
Roll for strong.
We almost started a Tucker and Dale versus Evil around this guy's house.
Although we aren't dying.
No. don't know, but Spencer went down. You all saw it.
That's true.
It's two successes to catch the guy.
Okay, so you managed to brace yourself and prop him up so that he doesn't fall down, although you don't, like, full-on, like, trust fall catch him, but you kind of, like...
Once you've got him proper propped, I'm going to drag him over to a chair or a couch or throw him on a table or something.
There's a couch.
Okay. Drop him on that.
Okay.
Guys, I think he's a clown murderer from the 60s.
He murders clowns?
No. Like, he dresses as clowns and then murders. But I don't think you see anything about murder. I just see a bunch of plants.
Didn't end up attacking us.
I mean, look what he did to Spence! Spence, are you alright?
Yeah, I'm cool.
And he hurt Rainy?
No, he didn't. He didn't hurt me.
Why? But why were you crying?
It's not a big deal. I just, you know, I fell earlier when I was trying to hide.
I mean, he was totally gonna murder us.
Well, that's what I thought too at first, but now I'm wondering if we might have just jumped to conclusions.
So he's just like a weird forest clown botanist?
Yes. I think so.
Guys, I'm pretty sure these are drugs. Like, you know,
it's the Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm 12.
Yeah.
What? Oh, like dope or pot.
Mm-hmm.
The wacky tobacco.
The devil's grass.
Shut up, you're unconscious.
He just mumbles that while he's in his
sleep.
Is there running water in here?
The dank bush.
Well, Rainio will go find a cloth.
The Bermuda
grass?
And,
sticky, use the running water to wipe the guy's face.
All right. Well, that is very nice of you to clean him up while you're getting...
The reefer?
While you're getting that and your, classmates are literally saying every name they know for marijuana in order to impress the other one. There is a knock at the door.
The Oregon oregano? No, I made that one up.
Oregano? What the crap?
Who is it, dude?
Oh, boy.
It's Alma.
Spencer, help me get into the clown costume. We can pretend to be this guy.
Seriously? Do we need to do that?
I was hoping to pick up my order.
Oh, give me just a sec, man. Rainy looks panicked.
Sarah was hoping to be like, we can get Bernie's him.
That's what I was thinking.
1989.
Damn! Maybe we've seen the trailer.
Elma outside the door says, you okay, Munchie? You sound kind of funny.
Munchie.
I'm fudgy. I'm doing okay. Hang on.
Sick. You're sick. Contagious.
You got the reefer madness. You're high.
I'm sick of being high. Shit. I'm so high, I'm sick.
Okay.
She's gonna frantically look around the shop to see if there's anything, like any bags that might be marked with this person's name.
No, but there are several bottles on a shelf that are just out in the open that are stuffed with the wackiest of tobaccos.
Grab one.
It is absolutely necessary for the peace and safety of mankind that some of Earth's dark, dead corners and unplumbed depths be let alone, lest sleeping abnormalities wake to resurgent life, to newer and wider conquests. H.P. Lovecraft. But what if the worst should happen, and these words go unheeded? The darkness deepens, but you'll find you're not alone with the Lovely Craftians, a Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast, available at lovelycraftianspodcast.com or your favorite podcasting app. We all roll for sanity together here.
Hey gang, it's your friendly neighborhood Matthew here with a quick break-in. Wanted to apologize for this episode being late. I'm terribly busy with my last semester of school here, and sometimes extraneous activities get pushed to the wayside, and that's what's happened in this case. Again, I apologize, but I can't guarantee it won't happen again. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at MetaphoricalP, on Facebook at Metaphorical Walrus Productions, and give us some likes and follows. If you're listening to us on iTunes or one of the many services that let you do so, be sure to review us and give us some stars. We rely on feedback like all other podcasts do to know how we're doing and what you think of the show. And social interaction nourishes us. So thanks for listening, and now back to the show.
Luke.
I pick up the guy. No. Lift up the guy and hold his hand up. Limp wristed.
All right. And Spencer hands him the bottle.
I take the guy's hands and just like slap them together on the bottle.
Little does anyone know,
we put on the clown shirt.
Weekend at Bernie's is based on this exact event. It's in 1988.
Lucas puts Steve down.
Munchie.
Puts Munchie down. So we have Cookie, and now we have Munchie.
Munchie's not his real name.
I'm sure.
And Cookie wasn't his real name either.
We also had Bakey.
Who I'm suspicious might have been his real name.
Bakey was his real name.
I'm going to go put the clown suit on, or at least the top half of it, the glove. I'm going to take the bottle that I was handed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold my, I'm going to look at Rainey, and I'm going to hold it out through the door.
Here you go. I just don't want you to catch what I got. But here's your order.
Well, that explains the glove, I guess. She reaches out and takes the bottle, and she puts $25 in his hand.
Wow.
Cool. Enjoy that, man.
But get feeling better soon, Munchie.
Oh, gee, thanks.
She walks off.
We just made this dude $25.
Oh,
that was
shit. Awesome,
Rainey.
If we get arrested, our fingerprints are on the bottle.
He was wearing a glove.
Yeah, but we weren't.
I didn't touch shit.
Ooh, your mom's gonna be pissed. Actually, Rainey reaches into her bag and pulls out some saved up lunch money and puts $10 on the counter.
I guess I put the $25 on the counter too.
And she's gonna take one of the bottles that's sitting out.
Whoa!
Rainey, she puts it in her bag.
That's at least $25.
That's the main concern with what's going on.
This is a small businessman and you are damaging his business.
What if I put, here. So she'll take half of what's in the bottle out of that bottle and put it in a different bottle.
Stuff it even fuller.
Yeah. There. That's probably $10 worth.
Yeah, okay.
And she puts that in her bag.
Whoa.
Right around then, Munchie starts waking up.
I was going to say that Theo was going to start trying to shake him away. hey, wake up. Hey.
He wakes up and goes, oh, what's going on, man?
Just had a customer, but you, I fell and totally hit your head. So we totally took care of it for you. The money's on the counter.
So,
yeah. Anyway, he's trying to shake the guy.
Munchie says, "Fell nothing. That little dude headbutted me."
You came at me, bro. I thought you were gonna murder us.
We thought you
made her cry. Gonna kill us.
Just because we thought you were some kind of escape child murdering prisoner.
What?
Yeah.
Because you live in a shack out in the woods.
I just got a little scared. I'm sorry.
It's better than living in a van down by the river.
There it is.
Is that a thing?
No, it isn't.
Damn it.
That's 90s.
He looks and he says, I just thought y'all wanted to buy some weed, man.
Well, as it turns out, we did. I put some money on the counter also.
Okay.
So,
hey.
We're sorry we bothered you.
Well, I'm gonna bother you some more. Have you seen a guy, like, 18, black hair, this tall, and he kind of, like, motions, and is like, his name's Nate, maybe he wore this, or something like it?
Oh, no, not recently.
How long ago?
That was about 9 months ago, I think. Yeah, he was supposed to come back and pick up an order, but he never did.
Was he okay?
The last time I saw him, he was.
Where'd he go? Did he say anything?
No, he just went off on his way. Had that that's what the strain's called.
Fuck you, man.
Sorry about that. It's like a bar in Manhattan that is reported by an effeminate guy.
I'm glad y'all like that one.
Then, have you seen Bigfoot?
I thought you were going to say your dad, but...
I'm afraid he'll tell me how he died.
I'm not ready for that.
Man,
I'm not ready for that knowledge.
Man, that was wild.
Hey,
spoilers!
No!
He tells you. Yeah, man, he keeps breaking into my garden.
What? Seriously?
He points out back, and you can see that his fence has recently been repaired.
Lucas is still wearing the clown costume, by the way.
Yeah. Just the shirt. The shirt and the gloves.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, you know, sometimes some kids, like, you know, assault you, try to steal your weed, but then also pay for it, and then also wear your clown costume that you keep.
In this business, he's seen it all.
Oh, I think he's more scared to try and get it back because he's worried he's going to get headbutted again. So, you see in the garden, there's, and by garden, I of course mean his marijuana field.
A field?
I use the word field loosely.
It's only about an acre.
Marijuana patch?
I mean, an acre.
In between what I would call a patch and a field.
Yeah.
It's enough that he has a little business, a little for pleasure, and then a little store up in his cheeks for winter.
Wow.
Gross.
Why?
I'm mad about that.
Why do y'all laugh at the joke? Like, there are some jokes that I'm like, this is dumb and no one's gonna laugh at it. And y'all do. And there are other jokes where I'm like,
proud of.
This one's gonna kill. And then nothing.
I'm just imagining how gross that would be.
He's just stuffing giant bugs up there.
So, you can see that it looks like some leaves have been torn, trampled, things like that. And it looks like if you investigate, you might find a clue.
Well, that is exactly my plan.
Bigfoot's got the reefer madness.
Could still be, you know, a bear.
Well, yeah, it could be a bear. Oh, and they're eating it, and the local bear population could be getting high.
Yeah, maybe it's the Bigfoot, it's just stone bears.
You mind if we take a look around?
No, man. I mean, as long as you don't headbutt me again.
Theo will kind of, like, scowl at him and, like, you know.
Lurch at him.
Like,
do one of those.
Do you like
he flinches.
And he'll kind of just, like, cross his arms and sort of, like, saunter away.
I'm gonna get out of the clown costume.
What do you do with this stuff?
What I sell it.
Right.
I sell it, man.
But like, no, like, how do you use it?
So, there's several ways. And he begins to teach you the different manners in which you can use it. you can roll it up into a joint. He also shows you how to use a bong, but he says that's not really for beginners.
Oh. Okay. Thanks. She's gonna run outside with her friends.
Theo is going to investigate, but he's gonna try and look like he's not that interested. He's just like
got so many dice and so few successes.
Let's see.
Oh, that's two! I got two.
Okay.
We're investigating, so that's five dice. Nope.
Hey, Rainy.
Huh? She comes outside.
Oh, no, I was inside. So
oh, you were still inside?
Yeah, I had to get out of this clown costume.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you want to try that stuff, we could try it at the farm. Nobody's out there.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and, like, you don't want to get caught by your parents, so you can't do anything. Because it smells terrible in here, he says, looking directly at Munchie the Clown. All
right. Munchie's like, oh man, you and me both. What?
Munchie just looks.
I wasn't gonna go back home tonight anyway. My parents think I'm sleeping over somewhere.
Okay, well, then I guess we can try it out tonight. You know, if we don't get eaten by Bigfoot
or Munchie.
Or get eaten by Munchie. Yes.
Did
I guess.
Did you roll investigate?
No. I was inside.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna roll it. That seems like a.
So
that seems like a that guy thing.
Spencer, you managed to find
Theo and Spencer thing.
You managed to find some clues out in the garden. It does appear that there are bits of fur, big shoe prints, footprints much bigger than Munchie's big bare feet. It was his feet y'all were following.
He had bare feet?
No, he has big.
His feet were bare.
Yes. And you do see that it looks like some plants have been uprooted and some have been stripped of their leaves. It seems like some kind of creature got out of here in a frantic panic with that.
Oh, man. So Spence is snapping pictures, and in between each one, he's like, oh, man. Oh, no way. It was a Bigfoot.
It was a bear. Stoned bears. Explains everything.
Does it explain that? And he points to the new footprint.
You actually see a path of footprints that you
points
can
to the trail of footprints.
I mean, it could be, you know, that guy lives here. He's probably walking all over the place. And then the bear's here. It's like maybe their prints overlap. It looks like a little of both of their prints, you know?
Oh, so they were both just walking single file off in that direction.
I mean, they just go where you can see them. You're not going to see the ones where there's plants over it.
It's okay, Theo. You don't have to believe. And you don't have to get a share of the $500.
I mean, I found the first track that led us here.
Oh, you mean that bear track that you found?
It was the... not turned out to be a murder, but still a person.
Okay, so you agree that you did not find a Bigfoot track.
Found a track. Let us hear. We're finding more stuff. That's if we find Bigfoot anyway, which we won't.
Good.
But if we did, which we won't.
So
he kind of does like a...
So you won't need a share of the money we're not getting.
Sarah's just pantomiming... Yeah. You.
No.
No.
Munchie stands over y'all and says, well, that sounds like a pretty good point to me, man. I'll take his share of the $500. We're in this together, guys.
Oh, no. Munchie's our Zeke.
Oh, no.
So what'd you find?
You find any big feet?
Rainy comes over.
More prints.
Check it out. There's a trail.
They're not his, right?
Mm-mm. No way, they're big. Bigger.
Maybe like 50% of them.
So we got a half Bigfoot running around?
It's a full Bigfoot. Theo's just in denial.
Oh, okay. We should follow these. And then we can stop Bigfoot from eating all of Munchie's weed. And then earn $500.
And, you know, I don't know if it can understand human speech, but maybe warn it people are going to try to kill it.
Oh, yeah, it can move up to Washington.
Sure. I mean, that'd be a good place. A lot of forest. Okay, we ready? Mm-hmm.
So, as y'all go into the woods, y'all find into the trail. It is getting dark. Did any of y'all bring a light?
My cell phone has a...
No.
Yeah. Oh, right. I mean, I've got a flashlight as part of my kit.
By cell phone has a light, you mean your big brick cell phone that you've taped a flashlight to?
I'm telling you, it's going to take off.
Also, what the fuck? Where'd you get the hitch? It's not actually a cell phone. It's a walkie-talkie with a big mag light taped to it.
So y'all end up finding a cave out in the woods, and there is a very skunky odor coming out of the
stoned bear.
It's a skunk ape.
Does it smell kind of like the head shop?
Yes.
Skunk apes are in the south.
And
maybe it's a migratory skunk ape.
Maybe. I mean, they're probably related anyway.
So this kind of smells like that guy's house.
I'm telling you, it's just a stoned bear. It's not a Bigfoot or a skunk ape, whatever the fuck that is.
It's like a Bigfoot.
Bears do live in caves.
Well, yeah, but I mean, where would you live if you were a Bigfoot? Probably in a cave, right?
I'd live in a treehouse.
You're too big to live in a treehouse.
No, it was a big treehouse.
Well, you didn't say a big treehouse.
Are Bigfoot then I would live in good a big at climbing?
Tree. They have big feet. And they're part monkey, right?
Mm-hmm. Like they're not part anything because they're not anything because they don't exist.
Well, okay. I know a good way to settle this.
What?
Spencer's going into the cave.
We go in.
Be careful.
Theo immediately storms in after Spence.
I'm behind him, too, with the pitchfork ready to stab a bear.
I'm going.
He was going to be like, Theo, do you want to go first? But then he was like, no, I want to see it first. Anyway. So in we go. Here, somebody hold the flashlight so I can get my camera ready.
Theo will take the flashlight.
Cool.
I got to two-hand the pitchfork. It's the only way to fight with it without taking disadvantage.
Come sail away, come sail away, sail away with me.
As you go in, it seems that the cave is lit with some kind of torch to keep it light, and a little fire, little campfire to keep it warm.
I don't think bears know how to light torches or build campfires, Theo.
And you see a crudely, but still very beautiful, like a finger-painted version of Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh on the wall.
Is there a roach man on it?
There is not, but I was thinking. I almost thought about doing it, but no.
Theo, bears don't have any appreciation for art.
How do you know?
Maybe. Because they poop in the woods.
Or maybe he's a stoned bear, you know.
Do you think he can recreate Starry Night because he's stoned?
Has anyone ever seen a bear get high, huh?
Theo, I think they'd probably just go to sleep if they got high.
Shh. I've seen a bear get high, but he was mostly sleeping. It was right before hibernation.
Munchie, go back to your hut.
That's not Munchie talking. That is actually, if you turn around.
It sounds like Milton.
If you turn around, you will see a Sasquatch. Standing behind you.
Ah! Oh my god!
He goes into a wild rampage and then says,
oh, sorry, bright lights. They really, man, they just really fuck with me.
Theo has dropped the flashlight on the floor.
Hi.
Hello.
He kind of walks past y'all. He seems to be carrying some kind of crudely made basket that he's got all manner of little foods in. Some foods picked straight from the forest, some foods picked straight from picnic baskets.
It's Yogi.
Oh my god, you're real!
He looks and he says,
well, you know, it's as real as any of us can be.
My name's Spencer.
One at a time, we had two people talking at the same time.
Theo, I mean, it's just kind of like, not like, kind of like, just making sense of like, no way, what, no.
fuck, no. And he's like, he picks back up like the flashlight, maybe drops again, picks back up and is like looking at him like, this is a human. This has got to be a human or a bear or a human. Are we high? We're probably high.
The Sasquatch kind of waves his hand away at the light again and says,
okay, that one doesn't seem much for conversation. What about you?
My name's Spencer.
Hey, we already covered that.
Sorry, yeah. I was out here, looking for you. I guess, first of all, I've always wanted to prove that
break it?
You were real.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I get another picture?
Yeah, sure, come on.
He grabs you and lifts you up, and he says,
let's get a picture together.
Spencer, like, the camera hangs from a strap around his neck, so he kind of, like, shoves that off and, like, waves the camera at the other kids.
I'll take it.
Whoa.
Theo is literally just watching all of this
upside down
with the flashlight, just like his mouth open, and just like disbelief.
Pointed the other way.
I know that. I was making sure the lens cap wasn't on.
Sorry, it's totally our first time meeting like a legend.
Like.
Oh yeah, I get that a lot. I mean, not a lot because I usually have to eat whoever meets me, but that's a joke.
Are there others?
Oh, yeah. They're not really too happy with me right now.
Is it because you keep stealing their weed?
Oh, no, it's because I smoke it.
They don't like that?
No, they don't like what it makes me become.
What's that?
Oh, this.
Wait. What do you mean?
Oh, we can't talk normally. That's the plant that does that.
Theo looks at like Lucas like stoned bear. And like just motions to the painting on the wall.
Oh, Lucas no, nods. Yeah.
Stone bears can't do that. Stone bears pretty much just eat whatever they want, shit themselves, and hibernate. I guess like a real bear. I don't know if bears can get stoned, I suppose.
Oh, so you can't talk normally, but the Wii makes you do that.
Yeah. Don't really know why.
Huh.
Guess it's something about our physiology.
Hey, real quick.
Short version, the Wii just makes them super smart for some reason.
Yeah, no, Lucas doesn't know what physiology is.
That's like your body and stuff.
Oh, okay.
The town near here is trying to drum up some tourist business. And you guys need to watch out this summer. Like, there's going to be people possibly hunting you guys around. So, you know, you might need to move for a little bit.
So what you're saying is we need to band together and rise up against the humans.
Is he still holding me at this point?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Start squeezing you.
We're humans.
Yeah.
The thing you gotta understand is most people don't think you're real, so it's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
So you're saying I'm a joke to everyone?
No, we're saying that you're not real.
People just don't believe, like, really believe that you guys, like, exist.
Oh, kids, I'm fucking with you. I know. That's how we've survived so long, is people just think it's drunk idiots. I've actually been throwing beer cans at people, getting them, just covered in beer, so that when people say, hey, I saw that Sasquatch out there, the other people say, oh, you smell a lot like beer, Bill. I don't know why usually their names are Bill. That's not a me thing, that's just a them thing.
Lucas is gonna look over at Theo, kind of mouth.
So you guys kind of have some, like, safety things in effect.
Yeah, but I guess I'm gonna have to drug my family. So that we can be smart together.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a whole family?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole colony of us.
That's so cool.
Well, are others real? Like, not just, you know, Sasquatch, but Mothman or Caddy, the Hopkinsville goblins?
I haven't seen any of those weirdos in centuries.
I don't think all of them have been around for centuries.
Well, then he's not wrong, right?
I guess. What about the Flatwoods Monster? Or the Jersey Devil?
Fake. And that was just me at a Halloween party.
Whoa. Give me the camera back.
Go!
Well, I assume y'all are here about the lights, too?
Well, we were hoping to see the lights and maybe find you. We weren't expecting to find you and maybe see the lights.
Yeah, we really thought, or like, we would stumble across some kind of meteors or something before we ever found you, to be honest.
Totally forgot about the lights.
Y'all seem like good kids, so I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. You don't want to mess with the lights. Whenever they come around, bad stuff happens. Y'all should probably go on home. I'm gonna go drag my family.
Wait, what do you mean bad stuff happens? This has happened before?
Oh, long time ago, kid. Long time ago. Way before you were born.
Well, what should we do? Should we get ready for something?
I'd enjoy your summer, kid.